Hello, welcome to another edition of the Chesapeake Hockey Week. I am your host, Scotty Waz. How you doing? Huh? It's been a minute, hasn't it? Well, we're here. We're back. Last time I left you, we were in the middle of the start of a pandemic. Now we're in the middle of it, and things are still weird. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? We'll talk a little bit about that. Talk about what the regulations for COVID, what the regulations for the leagues have been, and where we're at right now in terms of Maryland hockey across the NAHL, the EHL, NCAA, ACHA, CBHL, MSHL, all the stuff that we can get to if we have information on it. If you're new to this, first off, welcome. I thank you for joining. We've done this for three seasons. This is a season three premiere. And it's been a wild ride, and I'm glad, and hopefully you guys will come along with me on this journey. We have a website, clutchingcrabhockey.com, and then we have Twitter, Chesapeake HW Pod, facebook.com/ChesapeakeHWPod as well. So those are all the main things. I'm Scotty Waz. I've been doing this for years. I'm old. Let's get to it. There's nothing to it but to do it. And we'll start off with the Maryland Black Bears, as we are wont to do. And as of right now, things are going smashingly for the Black Bears. The training camp underway at Piney Orchard Ice Arena, the den at Piney Orchard, as it were. And all systems look to be go. Now, this is interesting considering that Maryland, the state of Maryland, is very odd about hockey, claiming it to be a high-risk sport, despite the high school board of regencies, I think that's what it's called, saying, you know, it's a mid-risk sport, we'll be fine. And other leagues have started, and other areas have started to open up hockey to some with regulations in place. So who knows what's going to happen with Maryland as it is right now. So we will see. And Murray Gunty, the owner of the Black Bears and Team Maryland, I think, or at least the owner of the Black Bears. I don't know if he has anything to do with Team Maryland. Sorry, Murray. Don't have your updated bio. But he's working hard to get things going. It looks like full steam ahead for the Black Bears and Team Maryland. We'll get to Team Maryland here in a minute. But Black Bears coming in with new jerseys. They will have new uniforms. They look swanky. They look great. They look fantastic, and it's a team I think that has a lot of unfinished business. Last year, they're in the hunt for a playoff spot in the East Division before the season was shut down. They were technically in a playoff spot and for a spot, they went to the virtual playoffs, and things kind of didn't go well for the simulation. But hey, we're all living in a simulation, so what can you do? For legal purposes, that's a joke. So we sit here watching the training camp go on, hoping for the best. Still no schedule from the NAHL. And I think some NAHL news, and topically as it is, and I think that's a lot to do because teams are dropping out due to local regulations and just teams not prepared to make the jump to this season. Jamestown, the latest one, so an East Division rival right there. They will not be playing because New York is not even allowing scrimmages yet for some sports. Springfield, last week, the Junior Blues, they shuttered down due to local regulations. Kansas City, the Scouts, rebranded from the Topeka Pilots. COVID had a role to play in this, but they also wanted their branding to be a little bit better. They wanted the marketing to be a little bit better, so they have gone silent for the season. And the Corpus Christi Ice Rays were the first team to do so. Corpus Christi hit very hard in terms of COVID in Texas, so for the community's sake, they had decided to shutter down the team overall for this season. All teams plan to come back for 21-22. That's always a plus sign. And because of this, the Black Bears have had to had some dispersal draft picks, including that of Mr. Connor Sullivan, defenseman, who was picked from the Corpus Christi Rays, and then Josh Langford, a goaltender from the Topeka Pilots. they were picked. We will have to see what the Black Bears pick or who they pick from Springfield and Jamestown, respectively. And, of course, earlier in the week, or late last week, rather, Cam Gaudette, former Northeast Generals defenseman, was traded to the Black Bears for a tender contract and a third-round pick. He's a Northeast University recruit or commit. And, yeah, he will be giving a big bump to that blue line that lost Logan Kahns to aging out, and also Hampus Rydquist to going to NCAA. So Logan Kahns also going to NCAA. I should preface that as well. So a big hole in the blue line filled here with a Gaudette, who is a strong presence on the blue line. A lot of offensive pop to him as well. So I think that it's a good move overall for this team, and we will see how this goes moving forward with everything going on in the game. So that's where we sit right now overall for the Black Bears. Still no schedule out. There's supposed to be one coming down this week, by the end of this week. That's what Mark Frankenfeld said during the NAPHL's little soiree they had in Blaine, Minnesota. It seems that everything's a go for the big showcase in December in Blaine, December 16th to the 19th, I want to say. That seems to be a go. We'll have to see. Again, the big thing to remember here is that as much as people want kids to play, as much as you don't want kids to miss out on developmental years in hockey and in life, we're also in the middle of a pandemic. We want things to return to normal. I'm at my highest anxiety point in life. I finally reached a breaking point, even though I do go to work every day. That familiarity seems the same, but not going out anywhere else, my anxiety is at an all-time high, and it's kind of, it's creeping on me. The cabin fever is finally getting to me. But at the same time, it's something that we also have to be like, yeah, no, we are playing in the middle of a pandemic. We are in weird times right now. So it's cautious, but we have to play it safe. And hopefully, if everyone's with their mind right, we can make this happen and make it good for the kids, for the parents, for the fans, for everybody down the line. So that's that for the Black Bears. Hopefully, we'll get some news later on. Again, stay tuned to ClutchAndCrabHockey.com, and you guys can get the information about the Black Bears and the NAHL and what's going on there moving forward, including dispersal draft stuff when that does in fact come out. All right, getting to the Team Maryland and EHL. Team Maryland starts this weekend. How about that? This Sunday. Not necessarily this weekend, but Sunday they will play. They'll start at home, technically, quote-unquote at home. They'll be playing at Icewood up in Abingdon in Baltimore County. So we will see how that progresses, but they will be playing one of the newer teams, the Protec Ducks, as Protec, one of the newer squads into the league, and not so much newer as it is a shift, as the Philadelphia Junior Flyers moved to Somerset, New Jersey to become the Protec Junior Ducks, and the North Carolina Golden Bears, nowhere to be seen. Nowhere to be seen. So we will see how that all goes and plays out. But the EHL started up this past weekend, had a little showcase deal up north with the other teams in the Northeastern Conferences. So things going well in the EHL. We know at least some of the games that Team Maryland will play starting this Sunday at Ice World, the 27th. They'll play Monday as well. So a back-to-back-to-back jack. And we'll see them in Odington the week after at the Den. What do we call the Den? Like, do we, for Team Maryland, do we call it a different thing than the Den? What can we call it? Can we call it the Crossland? That's probably not a great one. Yeah. Okay, well, somebody figure this out for me and get back to me. Leave it on my desk, and that'd be great. So, Team Maryland back again with the Ill Communication starting up, and I'm sure it's going to be a big one for them. They made the playoffs last season, and bounced in the first round, literally the day of the EHL canceling, I think, or the day before. So they lose in the first round, but then everyone else just didn't play. So there's that to take some kind of solace in, that they didn't completely miss out on too much if they had advanced. But overall, Denis Arkhipenko's back. He's going to be the captain of this squad, which is a huge, huge thing for the Team Maryland. Alongside him will be Curtis Berthright and Vince Maurice. They will be the alternate captains. So we will see how this all pans out for Team Maryland. Josh Fusco looking at a kind of a revenge situation. I mean, they lost a couple pretty decent players from last season to commits. So that's going to be a bit of a loss, maybe a bit of a build back up from the net out. We will see how this Team Maryland team looks, and we'll get that chance to do that on Sunday, live from Ice World. If you're in the Abington area, please, I implore you, go down and check this team out. I think something special is going to happen with this team. You can see something starting to get going last year after a pretty forgettable first year, but now in their third year, things are starting to round into shape. Josh Fusco's team always seem to come out and play for him very, very well. We'll see how this leads the charge moving forward. As far as other teams go, this is where the murkiness kind of hits because it is pretty much nothing. Nothing else going on. You look at Stevenson University, the NCAA programs, those have been halted for the time being. You look at the ACHA, pretty, by and large, everything there has been halted. Just, you know, and into high schools and club teams. It's a very weird situation with conferences being the way they are. As it stands right now, men's and women's ice hockey for the Division III at Stevenson University, very much on pause. They will be on pause for the foreseeable future with a possible date of January 1st as kind of a landmark almost to possibly get these things going. Be a shortened schedule, probably be only in conference games, and that would be that. You know, the club action as well, ACHA, you get into another kind of situation with club teams and having not having the sponsorship of the school, so having to pay for everything else. A lot of these kids also working remotely from schools. University of Maryland's D2 team already said that, you know, our season's done. Maybe we'll get something going in January, but no real promises, no real nothing set in stone that we will be coming back for this season. Navy hockey hasn't really said much either in terms of everything. They've been kind of radio silent. ACHA kind of radio silent too. They've been giving updates here and there, but nothing to the fact that, hey, this is when we're starting. This is when we're, you know, we're going forward. But, you know, that affects, so we look at Stevenson's NCAA, so that affects Stevenson's club too, University of Maryland club, the two men's and one women's team for Navy, the women's for Maryland, the women for Loyola, the men and women for Towson. I think that's all I remember. So, like, these are affecting a lot of these players, and it is, again, erring on the side of caution, and we'll have to see how this plays out overall in this. I'm seeing July 16th, Naval Academy. What? Weird. ACHA changed their website, and they have a score thing where the University of Iowa took on the University of United States Naval Academy on July 28th in women's D2, and it was a 10-9 score, and I'm very confused by this whole thing. You click on the link, there's no data found. Anywho, so that's where we're at college-wise. For club team-wise, the CBHL is motoring along. The Potomac Valley Hockey Association designated some rules and a statement and guidelines for Tier 2 house rec high school season plays. For CBHL, October 30th, the season can begin play for them, for the younger players, and there's a bleep ton of guidelines, including players are covered in head to toe, including helmets and face coverings before entering the rink. Ice rinks have to have a significant HVAC system to circulate air. Controlled environments, players registered to be rosters to a team. Conduct on the ice, definitely, obviously, one of the bigger things. In practices, players can't be standing around. Limited chalk talk sessions, avoid utilizing benches. You know, it's going to be an interesting shift for coaches to go around. They're saying if you even feel the smallest bit of sick, stay home. You know, we have an intubation period. We have to go ahead and figure this whole thing out, but you have to be smart about this whole thing. Coaches, when the games do start, players have to have their own water bottles. Coaches have to wear a mask on the bench. Have to clean up any kind of thing. No spitting. Helmets cannot be removed while on the bench. It's a very interesting situation. Players must wear face coverings while on the bench at all times. So when you're out on the ice, you take it off. When you're on the bench, you put it. It's going to be very bizarre. It's going to be a new era for this time. We will see how this all pans out. We will see how far this goes. We will see how many people get in, how many people are out. I mean, that's about it. I mean, what you can't force players to play. If they want to play, they play. If they don't, they don't. That's going to be the situation here. And MSHL also deals with the PVHA guidelines. So that's going to be a thing as well to see how many teams. They've already had the Eastern Conference shut down. The Eastern Conference of the MSHL is shut down as I scroll down to my notes. So that's Severna Park, Easton, South River, Broadneck, Spalding second team, Delaney, Chessy, Queen Anne's County, Falston, Annapolis, Kent Island, Bel Air, Arundel, and Saints. Those teams will not be participating. October 1, practices can start for MSHL, barring, you know, ice availability and such. So we will see how far the MSHL goes. They're not even sure if they're going to have a playoff. So they have that as well hanging over what the decisions they have to make with that. So we will see how this all goes. We will see what we're at here. And hopefully, God's, you know, God willing, deity willing, spaghetti monster willing, we're able to play a whole full season of hockey. Or at least a half season of hockey. The biggest thing is the safety of the players from top to bottom. Whether it be the Black Bears players, whether it be a U8, like the U8 Howard team players. Everyone involved has to be safe. Everyone's got to play by the rules. And I think that's going to be the one thing that could be, like, outside of the rink. You can regulate everything inside of the rink. The outside of the rink is really going to be the factor here with a lot of these players, with a lot of these young men and women moving forward. And hopefully the right decisions will be made. Hopefully nothing will be done in haste. And hopefully we can have these players and people safe. Have them safe and not sick. And we can get along and be fine. So that's where we're at now. That's how we are. That's how we're going to leave it right now as we go onward and upward with our seasons. Obviously, with college hockey being on pause until November 23rd for the NCAA D1, with the AHL being paused until at least December 4th, same with the ECHL, not knowing if those games are going to be over. We don't have many player updates to talk about. So, yeah, here we are. As a people. So this is the first episode. A very ominous one. A very kind of downer one. Somewhat serious. A lot of information to take in. You can follow follow us here at ClutchingCrabHockey.com. That's the main one. You want to break it up if you like social media a little more. Rather than a big website blog, you can go to Twitter.com/ChesapeakeHWPod or Facebook.com/ChesapeakeHWPod. And we'll be here for you. You have any questions? Please feel free to ask. That's it. That's all. I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been the Chesapeake Hockey Week Season 3 premiere. You guys have a wonderful week, and I will talk to you sooner rather than later. Peace.